So I think the biggest thing for me that's important that other generations know about this COVID pandemic time is that people are as varied as every aspect of creation. They come at this stress from every corner, and there's more than four corners. Every day during this pandemic, I met people who were scared of their present, that were scared of their future, scared for themselves, scared for others, scared for their children, scared for other countries. I met people who were protective. I met people who were generous. I met people who were angry. I met people who went through all of those by 7 in the morning. I ran into people who were coming at me with no words at all. I'm a director of nursing, and I dealt with hundreds of medically fragile children who, if they had ever contracted this, would die. We all knew that. I work with staff people who were pregnant or had dementia or doing chemotherapy, and every single one of them had a galaxy behind them. And they came to me every day, every hour, with emails and words and quietness and sullenness and crying in their cars because they couldn't come in, and parents who would show up in the parking lot and would look at their children through the windows because they were so nervous. I talked with air conditioning maintenance people who couldn't come in the building, and every day, all day, I felt people being their most pure self at the extreme. I had people call me a COVID Nazi. I had people ask me what I would say at their funerals to their children because I had killed them. I had people ask me if I would be there to pick out the caskets for their children when I killed them. Simply by keeping our facility open, I was either hurting the people that were required to come to work, or I was hurting the people that didn't believe any of it, and I was mandating them to wear PPE and masks and eye shields and goggles and wash their hands. I had people literally coming at me from both sides, and all of it was so raw. I think we would hope that during a pandemic, people would soften and be gentle and reach out to neighbors. And of course, I saw all of that. I live in an apartment building where people shopped for others and helped the seniors not have to leave their home and share masks and share Lysol containers and toilet paper. I lived that world too. But mostly, my world has been a year or two or three of extremes, of everybody being 150% themselves and not really being completely in control. Every moment was like July 4th on firecrackers. Every moment had kerosene. Every moment was more loud, more bright, and more full. I had 53 people die during this pandemic so far. I lost two children that were under my care. I've lost four parents that were under my care. And I've lost seven staff. In one job, I've lost 53 total. Only four of those funerals was I able to attend. I start my day at 4, I finish at midnight. I have permanent marks on my face from masks, and yet it's very hard not to be completely compassionate to the people who are doing the very best they can, and it just doesn't seem to be enough to beat the incredible power of this virus.